Wind power may be a big part of our energy future, but Jim Gordon thinks the future is taking awfully long to get here.
I thought it would take maybe 4 or 5 years of development efforts and you know, 2.5 years of construction.
Gordon is in the power business, and in 2001, he proposed planting 130 towering wind turbines about 6 miles off the shore of Cape Cod. An offshore wind farm had not been done in the United States before, and nearly 14 years later, it still hasn't.
There have been not moments, but weeks and months of frustration. You know, in some cases, the lowest points, despair.
Gordon and his proposal for Cape Wind have been at the center of what became an epic struggle. By his count, he's been through 26 court decisions, survived an alphabet soup of regulatory reviews, and waged furious battle on the airwaves, the Massachusetts legislature, and the U.S. Congress. He has, largely, won them all, but his opponents are claiming victory.
We have been fighting Cape Wind for over 13 years, and there are still no wind turbines in Nantucket Sound.
That's Audra Parker, head of the Alliance to Protect Nantucket Sound. She and her group have been Gordon's most public foe. But the group's been given millions of dollars by Bill Koch, one of the four billionaire Koch brothers who made their money in coal and oil. Bill Koch has a house on Cape Cod and opposes the wind farm offshore. So did, at one time or another, Edward Kennedy, Walter Cronkite, Mitt Romney, John Kerry, the FAA, a local Air Force base, the native Wampanoag tribe, fishermen, the Cape Cod Ferry Service, and Robert Kennedy Jr.
Well, there are certainly easier ways to make a living. Of course, we want to make a profit from this project. It shouldn't be just people that mine coal or burn oil that make profits in the energy business.
Parker and her allies say in his pursuit of profits, Gordon is jeopardizing an area that is a national treasure, and they say Cape Wind's electricity will be too expensive. Audra Parker.
The project does not belong in Nantucket Sound. Homeowners, towns, the business community are extremely concerned about the high cost of Cape Wind.
Gordon says he's fighting the good fight, a fight for the climate and for energy independence from foreign oil.
I've thought about this a lot, and the more I add up the benefits and the impacts, it boils down simply to one thing. NIMBYism, not in my backyard. The good news is we found the best offshore wind site on the East Coast. The bad news is we were surrounded by some of the wealthiest, most politically influential people in the United States.
While he has faced delays, Gordon says, other countries have rushed past the United States. There are more than 67 operating offshore wind farms in Europe and Asia.
I think of the union worker sitting on a bench that could have been working. I think of a supply chain developing around offshore wind, just as it has in Denmark and the United Kingdom. We're far behind the rest of the world.
The federal government agrees. It's designated 1.5 million acres off the Atlantic coast for wind development. Gordon says he can smell victory. He figures he has overcome all possible obstacles, has secured more than half of the $2.5 billion construction cost, and he says he has a good line on the rest. If he's right, Gordon says, it will be a long fight worth waging.
It's not a choice of Cape Wind or nothing. As people begin to think about what type of energy they want flowing into their home, when they flip the switch, is it going to move a barge from a port in Saudi Arabia or start a conveyor belt shoveling coal in a behemoth boiler? Or will it be a project that produces zero pollutant emissions, consumes zero water, and discharges zero waste?
This is Doug Struck reporting from Boston for The Daily Climate.